This is The Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
8 minutes past eight. Good morning, Nigeria Info. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and The Morning Crossfire is on. We get to our conversation for this morning, and it's one that's quite interesting because in most recent times, the political drama in Rivers State seemed to be unending. Yes, I say unending because just yesterday you must have heard that some unknown individuals, some classify them to be thugs, invaded the residence of the former chief of staff of the Ikorie Local Government Council. And, certain items were destroyed, chairs, canopies, musical appliances, etc., etc. Now, let's also not forget that The former chief of staff for the council is a member of the PDP and one that has worked closely with the chairman of that council as well. I've had him here on the show several times. We know that he resigned his office and that resignation came in the midst of all of the other political issues that were on in the state at the time. And we got wind of this report. He's here with me in the studio. Let's make welcome Darlington Orji, former chief of staff, the Ikorie Local Government Council, and a member of the PDP. Sorry, welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Rivers people.
I think we should add compliments of the season as well. Merry Christmas.
And, yeah, Merry Christmas. Compliment of the season. We thank God that we are alive for today.
Were the festivities what you were celebrating before what happened? What exactly is the situation? Before you respond, let me just inform our listener that you can get on Facebook and Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. That is the handle. The question we're asking you is simple. What is happening in the PDP? Is it divided? What is the problem? Let us know what you think. Some people think the PDP in Rivers State is coming to an end. I don't know. I can't confirm because I'm not the spokesperson for the party. But from the indices and what you see in Rivers State and what's ongoing, what do you think? You think the PDP is divided? Let us know. Share your thoughts with us on Facebook. All right, let me get back to my guest. So, was it the festivities you were celebrating before what happened? What exactly even happened?
Well, thank you, Andrew, for giving me the opportunity. And I want to thank God Almighty that I'm alive today and my family is also alive. I want to tell the story. I don't want to be told in the story. What happened yesterday was that, you know, we're in a festive period.
Mm.
We have friends, relations, relatives come together to celebrate the Christmas period according to the scripture.
Mm.
I decided to bring in my friends and their wives. In fact, the caveat on my invitation was that come with your wife and your children so that we can marry together in the spirit of Christmas.
Mm.
And around 2 o'clock yesterday, around 1 yesterday, I got a call from one barrister, Okachi, who is the current chief of staff of Ikorie Local Government, who is my brother, because we are from the same community called Mbodo. I got a call from him that the chairman of Ikorie Local Government, Samuel Wanosike, told him that I'm holding a political meeting in my house. I said, first, I have a right to call a meeting. I'm the PDP leader in Watatin Alo. But to set the record very straight, I'm not calling a political meeting. We're in a festive period. You are from my community. Come to my house now and see. I'm bringing in what kind of meeting that I'll call, and I'll say, people, come with your wife, come with your children and your husbands. What kind of political meeting is that? We're celebrating Christmas. If you want me to come to your house to join you, I will also come to your house to join you for your own celebration. You can come to my house. Not 10 minutes later, one of my brother again, I call all of them my brothers because the people I'm referring to now are from my community.
Mm.
One Mr. Boch Isirin, who is SSA to Samuel Wanosike on political matters, also called me to say, Padiman, chairman said you are holding meeting. I said, my brother, what kind of meeting am I holding? I'm hosting my friends and their wives and their children in my house. In fact, I do it every time, every year. If I have money, I'll buy rice, I'll share whatever thing I have, no matter how little. The people likes me. And I'll say, okay, let's marry together. Even if it's one bottle of mineral, we can share. That's what I'm doing. You're from Alu, you can come find out yourself. Say, that will not be problem now. I'm referring to his word. My dear brother, around 1 or 2, let me not make mistake with the time, I saw over 15 young men
You don't recognize any of them?
I will call their names. I know them.
Okay, so
I know many of them.
Go ahead.
The boys were led by one Obunichi Wodo, who is the head of the Togri group in Ikwere local government now, the OSPAC commander in Alo in particular. Because OSPAC is not a tool, and I will explain to the world how Samuel Wanosike uses OSPAC in Ikwere local government. Now, that team was led by Obunichi Wodo, the OSPAC commander, followed by Bochin Sirim, who is the SSA, to Samuel Wanosike, followed by Honorable Emeka Wale, the counselor of my ward, followed by one other guy, Sonny, and so many others. But these are the principal men that led them. And in that their team, the only people I can recognize that are from Alo, they are not more than 12. Because I'm from Alo, I know them, they know me. They are no more than 12. The rest, we are small boys. We say, they were there. They were there. I was looking at them. The next thing I saw was, Butch was commanding. I'll show you videos. Break the canopy. Because they've already set up the canopies and chairs decorated. My wife and her fellow women were cooking behind. Break the chair. Break the musical appliances. They started destroying everything. Somebody said, Ogaron. I said, I will not run. I know someone wants to see very, very well. I know his political calculations. I know his intrigues. So he cannot cow me in my own community, not even in Ikwere local government. I will use my leg and walk in the 13 political wards of Ikwere local government. He can't kill me. Even if he dares it, the world will know that it is him that is appointed to it. Now, as soon as we are doing that, we are breaking everything. So my wife came out, ran out. And my wife is from my community in Bodo. So they know her. Like she knows them. She has said, open it, see. Is it my house you are destroying? He ordered one other boy to use this stand. What is it called? The canopy leg. And they flogged my wife on her hand. My mother almost died there because she also came. And she's a sick woman. They flogged her. My son came out. They used bottle and hit him. Started chasing everybody. Quickly, I called the DPO of Alo. I said, please look at the situation I find myself. He sent a troop, one pickup. Then the rapid response team also sent another troop. He said, okay, since what are you doing? I explained. Am I supposed to tell police that I'm hosting people in my house? Am I doing a political rally or all of that? That this is what I'm doing. Meanwhile, as soon as that happened, one of my brother, because the chief of staff, Okachi, is also from my village, like I said. One of my brothers, his name is Ichemado, whose mother is from Okachi, although their family, even though all of us are from the same border, is from their family, now called him. So now your brother he come to kill. How will they use you to kill your brother? The next person that collected the phone from him was Samuel Wanosike, the chairman of Ikwere local government. Ichemado, you. Okay, you are insulting Okachi. Wait for me now. They are coming to your house. Brother, as I speak to you, you can send your team for verification. They actually sent back the OSPAC again to Ichemado's house that the wife just put to bed 2 days ago through CS. Money that he was supposed to use and bail the woman, because the woman was to be discharged yesterday evening. I'll show you evidence of money I gave to him. Money that they were supposed to use to, pay the hospital bill. They collected the young guy, if a criminals, collected the television, plasma television, collected his fridge, and made away with these things, led by Obunichi Wodo and Bochin Sirim. And they left. So why the police were there again? They came back, because the women insisted they are not going. They came back and started chasing everybody. I'll show you visuals. They started chasing everybody, beating everybody. I was there. And Samuel Wanosike, because before now, when that thing started happening, I called him. He said, let me tell you, I've not seen anything. He want to challenge me. I will kill you. I told him he cannot kill me. I didn't stop at that. I sent a text message to him to tell him that my blood is the last he's going to suck in the Ikwere local government.
The allegations are enormous. And you've said that you have facts to back up everything that you have said.
Yes.
But there's certain questions that will still need to be asked. Very pertinent questions. In as much as there's a lot I want to ask from what you've said, I would still like to go back a bit. Why do you think there is now this bad blood between yourself and, from your opinion, the local government council chairman, whose name you've mentioned repeatedly? Because we know that you're chief of staff to the council and you were close. In fact, some people had even said when the news broke that, well, you were working with him before. If this is happening to you, it possibly means this was how they've done it to other people and you were there when it was happening too, which means you partook. That's what some people would think. So why you would speak now, some would say, oh, is it because it's happening to you? So what is basically what is the bone of contention in this? Why did you even resign in the first place? And does that have anything to do with what we are seeing now?
Well, let me tell you, Samuel Wanosika, I've been with him for years. He's a wounded person. My resignation struck him out of place. Let me tell you, every man that operates very well, every good government, everything you are doing, maybe there are some good brains. What is happening to me is because I tendered my resignation later. My brother, even OPM have said, if your church cannot change you, change your church. There is no way I wrote an agreement, no way I wrote an agreement with Samuel Wanosike that we are going to work for life. We are not supposed to be enemies. Politics and coming together is for people of like minds. I've worked with you. I've looked at all the issues around our system, and I said, please, I do not want to work again. I handed over my resignation letter to him. I did a text message as a follow-up in case he denies that I've resigned. I do not want to work with you again. And that is the reason.
Why don't you want to work with him again? What informed your decision to resign?
No, I have a choice. Let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
A few weeks back, he invited a few of us and told us about the political developments in River State. And that for him, he has a different, you know, I don't want to whip sentiments, but what I'm telling you is the truth. He has a different view. Because our problem started when he said I should follow him to Abuja. The last Abuja they went, that came back that all this crisis now started happening. I said, brother, I will not go. And I have a singular reason I will not go. This election we just concluded now, I can say 26 local government if I say by two. Why do I say so? We did what is called PVC sensitization through GDI in the 23 local governments in River State. We did campaign in the 23 local governments in River State. I, Dr. Darlene Tenoje, anchored as the MC of the program in the 23 local governments back to back. So I cannot participate. I delivered my result. I delivered my unit. I delivered my word. I joined in delivering Ikwerre local government. You don't have a right to tell me which political party I will go or where to follow you to. I'm an adult. And by the way, I'm an elder to Samuel Wanosike. So I have a choice. I told him I have a choice. I don't want to go into it. But when he pushed me further, I will speak.
Are you still a member of the PDP?
I'm a member of the PDP.
So are you not worried that this could affect your party, the PDP? Because already some people would say, well, the PDP, some people believe is already conquered in River State technically. Some people think the PDP wants to transform to the APC. That's public opinion at the moment.
Well, let me tell you, you know...
So if you are still a member of the PDP, are you not worried that this fracas...
No, there is no fracas. There is no fracas in the party. The party is one and the same. Let me tell you, people have tested water before.
Mm.
People love the party. People love the party. And if you want to try, when you leave the party, Rivers people will teach you that, look, oh, you cannot carry every person or cajole every person at the same time. Somebody did it in the past. Former governor of Rivers State, Rotimi Amaechi, was a sitting governor. He led some people to APC. Rivers people insisted and remained in PDP, and they can do it to any person. So it's not about whether somebody want to go to APC or not. Everybody has a right. I have a right to be in APGA. I have a right to say I will not even play politics. These are within my rights.
So it is true that somebody wants to go to APC?
Yeah, well, for me, I am a member of PDP. I remain in PDP. Mm. And if I want to go to another political party, I will make the decision myself. Let me tell you, when Amaechi wanted to leave PDP, I was the PRO of the party in my ward. They invited us for a leadership meeting. I said, we are moving to APC. And I raised my hand. I said, Mr. Leader, his name is Chidi Asoye. I said, Mr. Leader, sir, I, Darlene Tenoje, will not follow you to APC. I will remain in PDP. And I remained. We didn't kill ourselves. Assuming that we are even in different political positions, do we need to kill ourselves? The current acting chairman of APC in the state, Chief Tony Okocha, everybody knows his position politically as against his former governor of Rivers State. But he was not killed in Ribibo. He was allowed. One of the major critics of former governor of Rivers State is Professor Lawrence Chukwu. But he's operating. He's allowed. He has a choice.
So your worry, your worry is why you feel this attack is coming because you decided to resign.
Because I decided to resign.
Why did
and
you
pitch
resign
tent?
Is what you have not said. Pitch your tent where?
Well, for me, let me tell you, just like you said, whether PDP is divided. Yes. There are people who believe they are in APC and PDP inside PDP. There are people who believe that they are in PDP. Me, I am the original PDP.
So
I believe in PDP.
PDP now for you.
Samuel Wanosuke is... Now, let me tell you.
Who is the leader of your PDP, the party in River State?
The leader of my party?
Yes.
The governor of River State is the leader of our party. That's the position of the constitution of the party. It doesn't matter whom you are, how influential you can be. You can be a leader in your right. But at all time that a new leader emerges, like the governor, he becomes the governor and the leader of the party and the leader of the state. It doesn't matter his relationship with you. So I'm not interested in that. What I'm interested in is that I have a choice to decide where I will go to. And I have a right to say I will not work with you. I have decided, and in my letter, I was not insultive. I said I'm resigning on personal grounds, and I have a choice to do that, and I've moved forward. And I thanked him for the opportunity given to me to work with him. But you cannot tell me that as long as the Ikwerre local government is concerned, I cannot hold meeting, you will intimidate me, including in my own compound. What it means is that I don't have a right to summon my family meeting and hold meeting with them. That's where he has come to. But let me tell you, like I said, I understand the political gimmicks of Samuel Wanosuke very, very well. I can never give up. I can never be cowed. Let him do anything he wants to do. I know he will come more, but I will be here to tell him that because I know you, the highest he can take, the highest he can do is to take my life. But my message will be there, and the world will know.
That would be some very strong claim to say, take your life.
I am telling you what Samuel Wanosuke has already told me that he's going to do. So I'm not afraid to say.
After this, we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Past 8:29, the conversation continues on the Morning Crossfire. My guest, Darlington Orji, former Chief of Staff, Ikwerre Local Government Council, and PDP member with me in the studio, the Chieftain of the PDP. And, well, if you've been following the conversation from the start, you must have heard quite a lot. Just to bring you up to speed, his residence was attacked by, he says, well, now identifying those men to be members of OSPAC, along with some other individuals who are unidentified, but he has also suggested would be gang members. And how his house was attacked and properties destroyed for a party he had put together. And quite a lot he said, even with the PDP and the situation of the party. Some people in the PDP are in the PDP and in the APC. Some people are in the PDP and the APC, whatever that means. We hope to find out more in the course of the conversation. Meanwhile, to join us, it's simple. WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. You can send in your questions on Facebook, Nigeria Info, 92.3PH. Something interesting you mentioned was when you said that the leader of your party for you, according to what the party says, is the governor of Rivers State. You've also said your resignation was because you felt, well, you didn't give details. We wish we could hear details of why you chose to resign. And importantly, this divide in the PDP many people are alluding to, public opinion is, there are those loyal to the minister, those loyal to the governor. That's public opinion. Officially, the PDP hasn't made any statement with regards to that. But From our sampling of public opinion and thoughts, this is what we have come to gather. Now, you are a chieftain of the PDP. You have resigned your position as chief of staff to create a local government council. And you have also said that that is why you think what happened happened. Why would that happen? Is it that you have different views or ideas from the Ikwerre Local Government Council chairman? And if you do, what are those views?
Well, let me tell you, if you understand Ikwerre Local Government very well, back in the history, you will know that Ikwerre Local Government is always on the spotlight. Other people, assuming without conceding, even in your position, that some people believe in the governor, some people believe in the minister. Ikwerre Local Government is not exceptional. I've told you that other local governments in River State, brothers are coming together, brothers are sharing their things together. Our own is a situation where somebody wants to intimidate and cow people and to make sure that nobody will have a voice.
Who is that? Who is
Samuel Wanosike. It is.
You are accusing the chairman now of cowing.
I am telling you that that is his.
But you work with him.
That's
so
what I'm
if you were working with him for all these years and you believe that's his stock in trade, why did you not say something or do something?
I have told you here that if he challenges me in the public space, I will spill.
Why spill now?
No, I'm telling you. I said I will say things you will be shocked to hear.
Why say now? That's
so,
what I'm saying.
No, what I'm saying.
Said while you were there.
I don't know how long you want me to stay before I will say something. I have a right to undergo a situation. And I have a right as an adult to say, look, my brother, it's enough on my part. I want to move on. I have a right to move on. Even to my son. There are things you can tell him. You tell his daddy that he wants to do this. He has a right of argument. Okay, let me put it that way. You cannot intimidate me into accepting what you want me to accept.
What
that
does
I do
he
not
want you
accept.
To accept?
What you want me to accept is that anything he says, I should say yes, sir. And I will not say that.
Is that how it has been all the years you've been working with him?
Listen, people can put up their opinion, but their voices are not heard. My brother, we have a team. Everybody there is dying in silence. As I speak to you now, PDP is under one umbrella. He went to Omanelu and remove leaders he didn't make. The leader of our party in Omanelu is Sonuwandigum. He said he has changed him. He went to Elele, Ward 3. Omanelu is Ward 5. He went to Elele, Ward 3. He said he has changed Chief James and brought another person. It was when he now pledged to say, please, I'm with you on your line of thought. Politically.
What is that line of thought?
His line of thought is where he's pitching his tent. Okay,
is he pitching his tent? That's what we want to understand.
Where he's pitching his tent is that he believes in the minister. He believes in the minister. You understand? Which is his choice and his right. I believe that Abuja is too far for me to go to. That I will remain in River State for now. Which means for him, as long as I've tendered my resignation, I am working with governor. If I did not tender my resignation, I was working with him. And I said, by the way, commissioners resigned in this state. Why were they not killed? Why were they not threatened? And mind you, we are in festive period. What is wrong? He is hosting people in his house. People are visiting him. People are visiting all of my brothers and my colleagues. What is wrong with people visiting me? Do you know what he told the area commander, Choba? He told him that I was holding court meeting. I agreed to the fact that he actually sent them to come and attack. So if I'm holding court meeting, so it's us back, the people that are the conventional police now, that will come and attack me and begin to beat people. Go through the visuals. You will see old women, their children, their husband, chiefs in my community. They also came to the court meeting.
In other words, you are saying all these years you've been working with the council chairman, you have been working in bitter silence.
No, I have advised him, I've spoken to him, I've added my voice where necessary. Once you raise an opinion that is contrary to what he wants to do, he will mark you. There is nothing he will do that will work. What is his quarrel with Sonuwandigum? Conflict of interest. My brother is too much. And I've said, he has a right to operate. I have a right to operate. And from Ikwerre Local Government is from Ikwerre Local Government. I have a right to be in APGA. I have a right to be in ADC. I have a right to be in any other political party. I have made up my mind that I will not work under you. I will not work again. Assuming I have worked with him for 20 years. And I decided that, look, haven't looked at my political calculations, haven't looked at myself, my benefits, my deeds, my dons, looking at my age, putting everything together, And I said, please, I want to go home. I don't want to do politics again. Is it by force? Or, look, I don't want to work with you again. Is it by force? It is my right to say I will work with you or I will not. That's the point I want you to grab.
Okay.
That he is used to intimidating. But because I know him, because I've worked with him, I say it will not work with me. That intimidation cannot work.
Okay, let's get to the phone lines. Quite a lot has been said. 0817-923-0007. And before we take this call, clarify. You said in the PDP, the divide. We're talking about divide in the PDP. And you have said some people are in the PDP, are in the PDP, and in the APC. What do you mean?
No, understand here. I have told you that PDP is one.
Okay.
And the same in Rivers State and in Nigeria.
And you have affirmed that the leader of the party for you is
the
governor.
Not for me. That's the position of the constitution of PDP.
Is that what everybody agrees?
You don't need to agree with, let me tell you, you don't need to agree with the position of constitution except to write another one. What is the terms used in the constitution? So whatever thing you think or you want to believe, it's not an issue. So the leader of the party, not only in River State, are all the governors in the states, where we have governors. States we don't have governors, maybe former governors and all of that. So that one is not a contest. And I said, PDP is under one leadership. PDP is one and the same. If not, you would have seen a parallel government, a parallel party in River State. There is nothing like that.
No crisis.
PDP is under the leadership of the acting chairman, Honorable Aaron Chukwuemeka. I don't know whether you understand now. That's the chairman of the party. Has another person claimed to be chairman of our party? Party is one. But what we are saying is that inside the party, I have a right. Okay, let me use PDP Water 13 Halo. There are people who can say they believe in me. There are people who can say they believe in you, but they are all in PDP. That doesn't mean a division in that setting. No. You have a choice, you have a right. Mm. But where it will be a problem is that if benefits come to the party, I will deprive you because you are not following me, then I'm against the law. Because as long as you are the member of the party, you vote for the party, you are entitled to anything. But you have a right to believe in me or not. I'm not the owner of the party. You are not the owner of the party. You can't sit down in your house and change anybody you want to change. Change any leader you want to change. How?
All right. Four lines now. Zion is in GRA. We'll start from there. You've heard quite a lot. And on Facebook, you see the question still remains the divide in the PDP. Is there any? He has said the PDP is under one umbrella. Even if we have people in the party who believe in different individuals, but the party is one. Let's start with Zion in GRA. Zion, good morning to you.
Context of this conversation, there is an observation and correction I want to make. OSPAC is from Onelga and not from Ikwerre local government. This unnecessary demonizing OSPAC from every part of Nigeria River State is uncalled for. It's not OSPAC that came to your house. Is a security people organized by whoever to your house. We must be specific to this. OSPAC is Onelga, Peace and Security Advisory Committee. It is stated clearly. Because of this unnecessary dragging of OSPAC, we are now seeing OSPAC as evil. OSPAC remains one of the most organized community security agency in Africa.
In Onelga, please. You've just said it's
in
for Onelga.
Africa.
No, Zion. You just made a very wonderful correction, which I understood. But now you want to take it out of context. They are in Onelga the most because they operate in Onelga. They don't operate in Africa. It's for Onelga.
I said, when I mean in Africa, because they have records.
Now that said, we don't know because we do not stay in other countries in Africa. Just stick to the point now. The conversation. All right, we lost the call from Zion. And I think what he was pointing out was correct because although we have a lot of people who refer to every vigilante group now, people refer to them as OSPAC.
No.
Ikwerre has its own Ikwerre.
Yes. Let me tell you. He is correct. Alu own is. OSPAC.
Hello. So OSPAC.
No, excuse me. But it's generally, even in their clothes,
right
now is OSPAC because they are a creation of the OMOC own.
Okay.
They went for training there. You understand? So the normal average belief is called OSPAC. I'm not
so
saying
OSPAC
that
became an umbrella.
Yes,
name.
I'm not saying in this case, my brother. I'm not saying that it's OSPAC from Onega. What I'm saying is that even in the inscriptions in their clothes now, it's OSPAC. They no longer refer to it as their main community. If not, it's supposed to be ALO, Security Peace and Advisory Committee. So in that context, it's correct with what he's saying. But I'm saying that the general note now, including what they ascribed on their clothes, is OSPAC. So you shouldn't blame me for that. I'm not saying that OSPAC or Onega came to attack my house.
He dies in Nkora. Good morning.
Yeah, Andrew, good morning.
Welcome.
My incoming Ikuri local government chairman, good morning. I agree with this fellow, especially.
I don't know about what you are saying.
Yes, God don't ordain him. And he's perfect. Do not be afraid of anybody. But when God created us, give us truth of boldness on the truth of fear. They are doing the right thing at the right time. They are a man. Whatever place you want to go to, nobody's going to worry you. I have been doing all these things. His first note is everywhere, threatening people. It's not like that. If somebody don't want to be with you, allow the person to go. Pushing has resigned, nobody threatened them. People are resigning, nobody threatened them. Giribi Chama resigned, nobody threatened him. Why is it you? This spirit that is guiding the golden governor of Rivers is the same woman that is guiding you. God will guide and protect you. Give him more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. My Lord, the affair of the local government. You become the local government chairman. Nobody's going to stop it.
All right, Ida, thank you. But we don't have an election yet. Next year.
No election.
If he has not even said he wants to run to be Ikure local government chairman. Until he declares that, then we can know. So please, let's keep it within the confines of the conversation. Robin is in HA. Robin, good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
Yep, go on.
And greeting our darling Tinoji.
Good morning.
You see, for me, the context of this discussion is the facts. And that should be dealt with. Whether name or no name does not matter to me. Because names have been mentioned by the guest in the studio there. So wherever they belong to, they have access to give to police. You see, people forget. When I hear people discuss this issue that has been happening, peace. Governor has mentioned peace. They have signed peace. I laugh. Laugh is practical. Governor sang a song. Until the philosophy that holds one nation superior and another inferior is abandoned, utterly destroyed, there will be war. Peter Tosh sang a song. Equal rights and justice. You cannot be talking about peace without the brother justice. Look at what is going on. Somebody could have died. And we are here talking about political parties. I have told us, Rivers State here, that does not belong to PDP, APC, Labour Party, or any other party in that matter. Because they have made it Nyendeba. Do we have any political party? The answer is no. But can't we live our normal life? In spite that Bennett Rodney was with this man over the period, he wants to live his personal life. He's confirmed he has been invaded. Well, this is just the beginning. But I think that if the police fail to do that which they need to do, all around cries everywhere. It's wrong. They are crying for peace. We are crying for justice. What I want is justice, not peace. So.
Okay.
Good morning, Robin.
Robin, Emeka is in Woji. Emeka, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Welcome.
Me, myself, I will not believe what Darlene is saying there until we hear from one of CK. Are you hearing me? Somebody cannot come to the studio and start talking what he believes people will listen to him without hearing from the other person. I'm not that kind of person. He can come and lay so many allegations against someone I want to take it. Then people will start supporting him. I'm not that kind of person. He's a politician, I'm a member of PDP. He's a member of PDP. And we know what is happening now. And I would not like somebody to drag in the name of minister in this issue. Everybody has his own personal issue. But nobody should drag the name of the minister in this particular issue. Or if you have an affair with somebody or you want to support governor, then you start mentioning the minister. So people that are supporting governor will support you. Leave minister out of this issue. What is you talk about minister? Leave minister out of this issue. And you're talking about the extension of the party. Yes, the governor or the party chairman, the leader said, hence, leadership is concerned. I'm a member of PDP. I need to hear the person I'm believing and I will believe is the minister of federal capital. He has the capacity.
But, Emeka, is that not the same thing he has just said? That even in the PDP, some people believe in the minister, some people believe
that's
You had said, no, don't mention the minister, but you just now have said you believe in the minister.
No, I mean, this is their issue between him and someone want to see it, that he should not drag in political the minister in that issue. That's what I'm, because he mentioned about Abuja. I don't want to go to Abuja.
In what context did I mention Abuja?
Politically, I'm a politician.
I think the context of what the conversation was is what you did not get.
I understood everything. I'm a politician. I know what I'm telling you. He knows where I'm going to. So let's talk about that. But what I'm trying to say now is that he himself knows that the capacity, the person that has the capacity to lead us where we want to go is the Minister of Federal Capital. And that person will know. And if he wants to do that, he works on the return of election. He will see anywhere he goes, is where the result is going to come out. He himself knows what I'm talking about. Whoever you believe is the governor, he took 3 years and all. If you are following the government, don't do it. But if you want to be a politician and want to serve the people more, follow the minister. That is it. Thank you.
All right. Muriel is in Okrika. Muriel, good morning.
Shemi, good morning.
You're welcome. Morning to you.
Shemi, do you know that I refuse to listen to the names of participants in this matter? And Shemi, politicians and leaders keep disappointing me. Honestly. Do you know what these senior politicians are doing? It's exactly what is happening in our institutions, in universities, what our graduates are doing.
Mm.
Terror politics. Politics of terrorism. My concern is the state, honestly. They should know that they are teachers in their different lives, wherever they are. It's not just the teachers that teach in the classroom. Now, if you want your son and daughter to be a leader, now, the one that they agree that the what they are doing is they are touching their children in the path of violence. This is what we see. Now, political parties do not have laws that govern them. They do not penalize their sons and daughters when they go on. What they do now is just to build strong men that become bigger than the politicians, that become bigger than the party. This is disheartening, Kenny. And I think they should stop it. Because there are people that are looking up to them. These states cannot go on like this. We have to change the narrative of politics. This terror politics has to stop. Thank you, Shmini.
All right, thank you. Temple, now over to you in Rumomasi. Good morning, Temple.
Good morning, once again, the very distinguished Ifeanyi Andrew. Permit me to salute Dr. Darlington Ojin.
Good morning.
In as much as I am concerned, the very distinguished Ifeanyi Andrew, we have a right of association. And the last time I checked, politics is not a do or die affair. People have their right to associate to whosoever they want to associate. But from what Dr. Darlington Oji has said so far, our former spokesman, what is the position of the police, sir? At the time you called the police, what did they do? Because looking at the way the attackers came, obviously they came for something else. And the police, if they are not being biased, why didn't they, at that point, even though apprehend one person, to show the level of their neutrality? Because it is very sad that people's house would be invaded, that the properties would be looted in the name of politics. The very distinguished, you hear me? These are people that at the end of the day, they will also reconcile, eating with one table. Why are we like this, killing our brothers, protesting to kill our brothers because of politics? Because of people who will come at the end of the day on a round table, eat and drink together. This is not a good one. It is not a good one to our local community politics. We should condemn evil. Thank you so much.
All right, Temple, thank you very much. On Facebook, let's see from Eze Baraba Felix. He says, tell the Ikwerre local government chairman to allow peace to reign in the Ikwerre local government. Everybody has a right to express themselves. Ability to celebrate the birth of Christ. Please, let's celebrate with our brothers and sisters in the spirit of oneness. PDP remains one in River State and will remain so. Eze Baraba Felix says, Darlene Sinoji, you've been working with your local government council chairman and he made you who you are. And remember the old days and allow peace to reign in the local government. Peter says, invading someone's private house is a direct attack and assault. It's highly offensive and should be condemned in highest terms. Politics shouldn't be played in this manner. Those are some of the messages you will see on Facebook. I would also take a few on WhatsApp before we wrap things up. So the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Let's just touch on some messages on WhatsApp. I'm sure plenty of questions there that would need answers. Okay, this one says, good morning, Andrew, and to Dr. Darlington. The constitution of the country provides for freedom of association. So any attempt to violate this right, accorded Dr. Darlington, should be resisted by the people. River State cannot be Lagos. This one says, greetings. Okay, I think we already took that one before. We are suffering. Let them leave politics and fix Igruta Market around. Igruta Market roundabout road. Good morning. This is Blessed from Alusi. Attack on Mr. Darlington is condemnable, and I want him to know that it's because of he is supporting the governor and he did not follow the minister. We all know that those people who attacked him are the APC inside the PDP, one leg out, one leg in, and the chairman is leading them. Another message says, good morning. With the whole thing playing out, the 8 point is a sham and does not hold water. The minister and Samuel Wanosike failed us. This is just the beginning. This person says, anonymous. Okay, less than 3 minutes. This is it. You made said strong allegations you've made, and you say you have facts. Whether or not you're going to take those facts to the police and present it before them, let the police do their job, is one thing we would wait to see. And I believe you should do that beyond just making the allegations. You also said, OSPAC is being used. I wish we had a lot of time so you can tell us what you mean by OSPAC is being used. But in this case, I mean the local vigilante in Ikwe local government area. What do you mean by being used?
Well, I've told you here that because of my brother who made a correction before, so that I won't keep repeating it.
OSPAC.
Let me say OSPAC. No, I want to talk about the internal security now. Let me refer to them as internal security in of Ikwe local government. Now, sometime 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, in Ubima, the chairman of the commander of OSPAC, I will continue to call OSPAC, so he has to forgive me. The chairman of the vigilante, Ubima own vigilante group, had a misunderstanding with Samuel Wanosike. What did he do? He invaded the place. You can call it.
Who invaded the place?
Samuel Wanosike led security team. My brother.
What was their misunderstanding?
He has a problem of, if once you disagree with him on an issue, you immediately turn an enemy. That's the point I'm trying to make. While I said that the ASPAC, I forwarded you videos, even when they were coming, even when they were going, to you. I'm going to trend it today. Because my happiness is that he has accepted that he sent the people, but that I was carrying out a court meeting. Which is an acceptance. He told the area commander, Choba, you know, we're under Choba. He has told him that I am calling a secret court meeting. I forwarded you, which means he has accepted that he actually sent them to come and dislodge the secret court meeting we are holding. And I forwarded you everything, including the live video, including how we are pushing down my gate, including how Butch himself, my brother, my friend, commanded that one boy should be killed, beaten to death. You see the picture? By himself blowing up and down. And I said, where are we? How can we make ourselves available as a tool in this 21st century to carry gun? My dear brother, I'm not ready. Nobody can use me. Not anybody can use me against my people. So he has decided to go this path. Why I'm shouting out for Nigerians to know, you can keep quiet for a long time, but the time will come where you must speak out. That something is bad and you don't speak does not make it the natural thing to be done.
All right, Dr.
He has to leave me alone.
Time to operate in my own way. Thank you. We have
let
to
him
go
operate
now.
In his own way.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.